Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
And by Zivac and Lindsay CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Richard Lindsay.
Howdy, folks.
And Jim, you have some serious information to address this morning.
Yes, I do, Larry. There's a lot of misinformation. Folks, listen, my regular listeners, this is probably the most important two shows that I'm going to have this year. But I found there's a lot of misinformation out there by self-serving people talking about index annuities. They're totally not true. And it's got a lot of people hesitant to do anything. In fact, there's an article recently, but Americans are hoarding their cash. They're holding on because they don't know what to do. And they don't want to get in the market because they believe the market's going to crash. And they can put it in the bank, but they're not making anything.
Well, yeah, the banks aren't paying much. I know several people in the banks, and they one of the banks that I talked to recently came out with a brand new huge rate CD, 1.25%.
Isn't that something? And that's taxable too, Richard. But
oh yeah.
But here's what I wanted. There was a guy in AARP magazine. His name was Alan Roth, who in April or May wrote a negative article about index annuities. And you know, it's a brief paragraph in there, but it was totally inaccurate, totally wrong. And he said it was he's a fee-based planner, and he said it's often sold with the promise to link returns to stock market gains without risk. You don't lose the cent if the market tanks. He says the most complex financial products I've examined. He said don't confuse it with traditional immediate annuities. Blah 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 blah. You know, and he said people come to free educational seminars and you know, and they get immediate bonus for writing a check. Now that mean which is true, they do. He said, if you read fine print, use a little common sense, you'll find the guarantees are mostly illusion. Well, I take issue with that, Mr. Roth, because you are absolutely wrong. Ask my 500-something clients, who Laurie always seem to be very happy.
Including me.
Including Laurie's a client. And they're happy. They know what they got. They're not losing any money in the market. It's not illusion. But National Association of Fixed Annuities responded. And they said, that, sadly to say, they had to respond to an AARP article that shouldn't have been written in the first place, but it said it's inaccurate and self-promoting attack against annuities numerous times. Okay, and they go on to believe that, you know, everyone saving for retirement or planning for their financial future should have a trusted and accurate marketplace in which to review and consider financial products. One of the most important elements in making consumers aware of a product is advertising. And NAFA believes that the columns written by someone who makes their living selling advice for a fee is really advertising and self-promoting. And that's Mr. Roth, folks. NAFA is not concerned with the healthy and fair competition or recommendation of other financial products over annuities, in addition to annuities. Neither NAFA nor its members believe that fixed annuities are for everybody or should be viewed as an individual sole retirement savings or wealth accumulation solution. NAFA believes that it's a role for every financial product, financial strategy available today, and that the choices consumers have are better off if they compare the best ones that meet their obstacles, objections.
Well, the problem, of course, a lot of people have, Jim, is trying to compare the alternatives, right? And that's when they get into articles like this, they sometimes, unfortunately, if they didn't know anything about annuities or didn't know enough about annuities, and they read an article like this, and it's from a trusted source, if you will, then that just kind of sticks in their mind, and when they talk to other people, then they have a bias, if you will, against a particular product, when it's probably best to keep an open mind. Obviously, you can't eliminate the sources and the inputs and the experiences that you've had in your life. That makes up who we are. But you have to be able, I believe, to find a trusted advisor who can look at the alternatives and show you the differences, and not just pick something up out of a magazine and say it's gospel.
You're right, and I guarantee you my clients thoroughly understand the product when they leave there before they accept them. But even lately, Richard, it's been like pulling teeth to get people in, and to they hear that stuff and they think all index annuities are bad. This guy categorized all of them as bad when there's all many different kinds, shapes, and sizes.
Sure.
Okay, and the ones I deal with are the most comprehensive, but they also give you the best return, possible return in the marketplace. And I've researched that after 32 years. I know the difference. Trouble is, I know Mr. Roth products because he's a licensed security broker, by the way, and I know my products. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know mine, evidently. I know his, mine, because I'm a security licensed person too, and I know that. Okay, but folks, I've got to tell you something. Listen to this. It's important to understand this. Annuity is the only vehicle out there that can give you a guaranteed lifetime income for life, a joint lifetime income also for life. The only product. And one of the things I've seen lately, some people come in and compare some annuities they had, and I have found actually in two different cases where they thought they had a joint lifetime income, and it was a single lifetime income, which means basically when they die, if there's any money left, the wife will get it. If not, she's out of luck.
Right, it goes away.
And I found that and examined. I don't know why. I don't know if anybody did it purposely. I don't get into that. But, you know, I will give you a fair comparison of your products. And I have told people many times I couldn't help them. I had a guy come in yesterday, Laurie, I had sent him away. I told him I couldn't help him. You know, at a particular time, he had an annuity. He just bought it and all. I said, well, you know, not much I can do for that. I can't help you at this time. He came back to me, not about the annuity, but he had some other money.
Mm-hmm.
He said, since you'd helped me that, and I saw you ad on television, he said, I wanted to see if you can help me this. I've got some money, and we got to do something. They sent it to him by mistake, and, you know, when you get an IRA out, you got 60 days, Richard, to roll it
roll
over.
Roll it over,
comes
yes.
Taxable, and he was close to his 60 days.
Yeah.
And so I took
it. The IRS doesn't forgive that very well.
No. And he wanted to keep it liquid, too.
The point is, you give free, honest advice. If you can help them, you will. If you can't, I can't help you.
Well, here's the problem, Laurie. People are coming in, getting these articles by self-serving people whose own interests are in there, and it's keeping people coming in and getting the honest opinion and getting an honest look at annuities, particularly. And annuities are some of the safest and best vehicles I've ever seen out there. It solves many, many problems, but not every problem, because annuity is not liquid. If you need liquid money, I have other vehicles. But annuity, I'll tell them right off the bat, is only liquid at 10% a year, and don't expect any more until the surrender period's out.
Right.
But thank God I got Richard Lindsay, CPA, who understands annuities. But a lot of people, even CPAs, you know, were taught in school that, you know, annuities are not good, and the only good ones are the immediate annuities, and they all work that way, and this and that, and I've had people tell clients that, but that's misinformation. They just don't understand how the new annuities work.
People often fear what they don't know.
Absolutely.
You're offering a complimentary consultation to educate them about your annuities and your other products. If they listen to the radio show, they get a free complimentary, no obligation consultation. They just need to pick up the phone and call you.
625-1226.
625-1226, or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984 for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Our CPA Richard Lindsay of Zivac and Lindsay in Mobile also offers a complimentary consultation for our radio program listeners. Richard?
That's right, Lori. They simply need to call 633 4070.
633-4070. And in your case, you can also offer a consultation via the telephone.
That's right. We have an awful lot of people on both sides of the bay and across the country. And so we don't require all of our clients to come to the office and sit across the table from me. A lot of them like to do it at least the first time. But we'll set up that phone conversation. We'll schedule that appointment for over the phone if that's what you desire.
And Laurie, it's an odd story. We had a client the other day, Richard and I had a comment, came to our seminar, and his CPA, our accountant, had told him that he didn't know a lot about annuities, what he knew, and he'd give the money insurance company, you get income, but when you die, it's gone. And I said, well, that's totally not the way it works. And I hope, you know, CPA's honest enough to say, I really don't know. But, you know, this client now is hesitant, sitting back, and thank goodness he's going to talk to Richard Lindsay, and Richard's going to actually tell him, because he knows a lot about annuities, how they work.
Well, how do they work?
Well, there's different kinds, Laurie. Okay, you got fixed annuities that right now that I can get you as high as 3.25% guaranteed for 5 years, and you're liquid in 5 years. So you get that, and that's probably one of the better rates you can get in a fixed annuity. You got variable annuities, which are tied to the stock markets and things like that, basically that are vulnerable, just like being in the stock market, with some minimum guarantees, but they also go away at distribution, so there's a good chance if you live long enough and you're taking income, that money could run out. But a hybrid annuity, on the other hand, gives you a guaranteed lifetime income, and the growth is tied to the market, but you do not participate in market losses. Okay. Now, a hybrid goes one step over an index. A hybrid gives you a minimum guaranteed return, okay, of 6, 7, 8% even in this environment.
That's what I've got.
Yes. And the older ones, it's hard to get 8. Now, there's one still paying 8, but, you know, now they're 6, 6.5 guaranteed. So they'll never make less than that, but, you know, you have to. This is an income value. You're building up an income value. You're building up future retirement income. And Richard and I both know that a lot of the guaranteed income plans are failing, going under, defined benefit plans and things like that. You've got your Social Security, as it may be, and that's about it. So there's few areas of a guaranteed lifetime income out there that you need. And folks, you better listen to me. If you need safe guaranteed income, annuity is the only insurance company, is the only product that will do that.
And let's income for your retirement for the future.
Right.
Let's think about why you might want a guaranteed fixed income for the rest of your life. And a lot of that, Jim, has to do with how long you're going to live, right? If you're going to retire at 65 and you know you're going to die at 68, you don't really need it.
That's right.
But an awful lot of people live a lot longer these days than what we used to live. I mean, if I remember right, and I'm trying, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but in like 1900, the average life expectancy was somewhere around 66 or 67. So when we established the retirement age at 65, people weren't expected to be in retirement very long. Not right now, when they're expected to be in retirement 20 years, 25 Absolutely. Years, 30 years.
Absolutely.
I mean, so there's a real worry. There's a real question if you could live longer than whatever money you might have saved up.
Exactly, Richard. That's a very good point. People are living longer. They're finding that some of their monies may run out. See, Laurie, if you're in the market, and you've got that money in the market and tied to the market, and you're drawing income off that money, okay, and the market takes a major downturn, which everybody's expecting it to do. And we're talking about in 2008, the market dropped 700-800 points in a day,
mm-hmm.
okay? You're going to find yourself with a lot less money all of a sudden, or either you're going to have to reduce your income, because there's a very, very good chance you're going to run out of money. Okay, nobody can tell you any different, because there's no guarantees in the market. Okay, so people begin to see that after 2008, and they came to me after they lost chunks of money and said, look, we got to protect this money. We need something safe, but we want better rates than CD rates or money market rate. And we want some guarantees that we'll have income rest of our life. And if kids get something, money's left, it'll be for them. We want, but primarily, let's do us. Or some will come in and say, look, we don't care. We don't need the money. We want it for the kids. I have that too.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can create any kind of plan that you want. But folks, don't listen to this negative stuff that's going out there about index by self-serving people that are, because see, the securities industry and other are hurting, Laurie. The index annuities are pulling in billions of dollars a year, and people are looking for ways to sell their products, and so they're putting out these self-serving articles. Now, I always research the author before I, you know, when I read an article, and I look at it, yeah, that's a licensed security. That's a stockbroker or somebody else that wrote that article. I don't know why AARP let that man write that article, and NAFA said that to himself, but it's wrong, it's inaccurate, and you know, at least give a rebuttal of it. But I'll challenge anybody head-to-head on index annuities and hybrid annuities, and I'll challenge them. I'll debate them anytime they want to debate on how they work. They're great products for our clients. Our clients love them. They're very happy. But, folks, you got to come in and get a fair appraisal and listen to it. And not only you got my opinion, but you got Richard Lindsay, a CPA's opinion, and Jim Roberts, an attorney, who's also works with us. We got three experts in the field, in their fields, not in my field.
In our respective fields, yes.
Yes, thank you.
And you all offer a complimentary consultation. Even if you're listening on the weekend, pick up the phone and leave a message. This is important to take advantage of your free consultation with Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
And I want this to be, if I could, Laurie, a two-part series. I'm going to talk about this for the next two shows because this is very, very important to me. And I didn't realize what's going on, folks. I realized the business got slow in the summer and slower than it should be for me, and we're still doing very well. But I couldn't find out what was going on. I just couldn't see it. People coming in, and they just, I tell them and everything, disclose everything, and they still didn't trust what we're saying, and it wouldn't make decisions. So they go back and do nothing with money, and that's the worst thing you do is do nothing. Or they're leaving their money in cash. They're hoarding their money and leaving it in the bank, earning nothing, and we've got people with hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting there in the bank doing nothing.
So if you read this article and you're confused or you're not trusting at the moment, please give Jim Bird a call. He can give you referrals of hundreds of clients that trust him completely. His number is 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984. 877-251-1984 for Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Our CPA, Richard Lindsay, also offers that same complimentary consultation. Richard?
625-1-633-4070.
633-4070.
Another thing, Laurie, that the guy came in the other day, Ed, he had taken distribution on his IRA, and he didn't want it, but they wouldn't give it back to him. Some mix-up, and he had two checks, two IRA rollovers. Now, there's a new rule, Richard, that's going into effect January 2015, and I know you know about it, said that our individual retirement account will be limited to one IRA rollover in any 12-month window, regardless of the number on.
Correct.
And so this guy, you know, I'm glad he came in this year, because if that had happened next year, he'd have been stuck with one of those checks.
Let's explain a little bit what happened, Jim. Used to be the IRS had this rule that said you could take one IRA rollover per year, and the IRS's interpretation of that was that it was one rollover per IRA. Well, for some reason, somebody did this, and honestly, he was trying to beat the system, because what he was doing was rolling money over from one IRA to another, and then from that IRA to another, and from that IRA to another. And so he was trying to cover some bases and keep the money out for quite a while. And so the IRS looked at that and said, no, that ain't right. And they took him to court, and what happened was that the judge said, nope, what that means is one IRA per year, period, one rollover. So it doesn't matter whether you got 10 IRAs, you only get one rollover per year. So the IRS said, whoopee, we're going to change our rule.
Well, it's unfortunate, because it could hurt some people. They need to understand that. Now, that we're talking about a rollover, not a transfer. If you've got money sitting in multiple accounts somewhere, you can transfer all them. I understand this is where you take distribution of the money.
And yes, there is a difference. If you have a direct trustee-to-trustee transfer, that's fine. The rollover we're talking about is if you get a check from that IRA and you hold on to it, you got 60 days to roll it over and deposit it into another IRA.
That's good. It's good to know. And it's always good to have a CPA with me, because a lot of times I get asked tax questions. And, you know, and I, in the old days, I'd have tried to give an answer. And now I say, hey, I don't know, but I know who does.
That's right.
You just call him 633-4070, and you got him.
Don't call me that. Call me Richard.
Richard.
Well, it's important to have that three-prong approach from a financial advisor expert, from a CPA, and from a lawyer with the estate and trust knowledge.
Absolutely. And that's why we call it comprehensive financial plan or comprehensive wealth management. One other quick thing I'll say, Richard, and I'll let you, I know you probably got something you want to talk about, but folks, you know, the stock market, I've been saying this for weeks, is predicting a major downturn, and there's an article written recently about how the stock market mimics 1929. I mean, mimic it exactly. Now, I don't know if the market's going to crash that bad or go down that bad, folks, but here's the thing. If you worried about it, if your money's vulnerable to the market, folks, you don't have to be. There's alternatives out there, whether it's you need the money liquid. You know, I've got a life insurance plan, single premium life. My clients are loving right now. So I'd get you put a single lump sum in there. You get money tax deferred, growing at 5.5%. It's got life insurance and long-term care based on life insurance. And it's liquid. It's liquid, folks. And it's streamlined underwriting. It's only a phone call. I've written a lot of money in that recently, you know, and because people are hoarding their cash and they're sitting there and saying, well, I'd like to make more than 0.5% of my money. You know, what could I do? But I don't want to tie it up. I've got the solution, folks. Call me. I've got the solution.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
625-1226 or toll free. 877-251-1984 for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
Richard, you got anything special today you want to talk about?
I do, Jim. I also have some serious things that have been going on in our area, and I wanted to try to bring it to light in a few minutes we got left. You ever had a phone call on your cell phone and you didn't recognize the number, so you just didn't answer it?
Every day.
Happens to me a lot. If it's out of the area, out of town, it's like, I don't know who that is. If it's important, they'll leave a voice message.
Exactly.
Okay? And if they don't leave a voice message, I don't call them back. Well, I had somebody that received this voice message. Hey, my name is Special Agent Harris with the IRS, and this is an important phone call. It should not be ignored. You need to return my phone call as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't 15 minutes later that the guy received a second phone call from the same number. And this time he answered the phone. My name is Special Agent Harris, and I work for the Treasury Department. I'm calling you about an outstanding tax liability. If you disconnect this phone call at any time, I will have a warrant placed for your arrest. You owe $2,550 for your 2012 tax return, and it must be paid by the end of the day. We have contacted your CPA, and they have yet to help us resolve this matter. And if this balance goes unpaid, we will have you arrested and placed in jail for up to a year. If you notify anyone about this phone call, you will be detained for 3 years. If you are currently employed, we will be contacting your employer to notify them of this criminal activity. This payment needs to be made to the Treasury Department in Washington, D.C. today, and you will need to notify me when the funds are ready.
Wow.
Does that sound scary?
I've heard of that. You know what I'd like to say to them? Come back and say, go where it don't snow, and hang up.
But Richard, that will not actually happen with the IRS, correct?
Well, that's correct. Unfortunately, what's happening, Lori, is this is a phone scam, and it's happening across the country. It's happening in our area a lot. I got several phone calls from clients and people related to clients who suggested that they call me and this kind of stuff. Unfortunately, what's happened is that only about 1,100 people have actually paid them money, but it's been $5 million. I mean, it doesn't take long for these kinds of people, these scam artists, to get a little bit of money. And it scares people.
Wow.
And so this was a guy, relatively knowledgeable, professional, college educated, and he was scared. He said, I don't know what to do. So he called our office and he talked to some of our professionals and found out that, yeah, this is probably just a phone scam. And so he tried to call and report it to the IRS. You know what happened?
What?
The IRS said, call the FTC. And the FTC said, well, I don't know about this. They make it so difficult to do anything other than just hang up and ignore it. Yeah. But honestly, that's the best thing you can do.
Yep.
Number one, the IRS will never, never initiate a phone call to you regarding a tax situation in which they haven't tried to mail you multiple times.
Exactly.
Okay? Second of all, they will never threaten you with arrest or a warrant for your arrest that day. They never do that. Okay? So these things, they're meant to intimidate you. They're meant to scare you to death. And they work with some people. But you just have to recognize that that's all it is. It's just a scare tactic. I mean, they're trying to get you to pay by PayPal or do all kinds of things. And a lot of times what they do is that they'll mimic, on the phone call, they'll mimic an IRS number. Or they'll mimic when it comes up on your cell phone or something, it'll say IRS.
God.
They actually have that capability too. So ignore it.
Yeah.
If you answer the phone, understand that that's what it is. It's a scam. They're trying to get money out of you. Hang up. Don't talk to them.
You're absolutely right. I've heard of that, Richard, and that's good advice, folks. Don't listen to this. Or call your CPA, too, if you question, like this guy did.
If you get a phone call like that and you're not certain what to do about it, you don't have another professional to talk to, call me, my office, 633-4070.
Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay CPAs, again, at 633-4070.
And I'll also tell them, you know, I'll refer them to you, but I can tell them I know it's a scam. But
yes.
But, you know, if they want more educated advice on the CPA area, they can
Well, yeah, and if you just say, it sounds like a scam to me, I've heard of this kind of thing, but if you really want to check, you know, they can call me.
Well, that's what we're here, folks. We service. We do public service. We're there to help people, Larry. And I've said this many times. You know, I've made money in this. I've made my money. I'm not a wealthy man, but I've made my money in this business. And it's not in it for the folks. I'm not in it for the money, believe it or not. I mean, clients come in and say, well, I don't know if you want to deal with me. I have a lot of money. I said, man, come on in. I'll give you as much time as I possibly can because it's a mission to help people and help seniors out there. Believe it or not, and that may sound corny, but that's my mission. You know, believe it or not, I died in 2012. People don't realize that, and I think I'm here for a purpose, Richard. Maybe it's just to aggravate Richard. I don't know.
Sometimes I think that's what it is.
But, you know, I came back to life, and I'm here, and my memory's not as good as it used to be, but it's
some part of him stayed behind.
That may be age-related, but folks, if you'll give us a call and get a fair look at all angles before you make your decision, get a fair, honest opinion about annuities. Don't listen to somebody who's self-serving like the Roth guy was at NAFA. AARP. Get a fair appraisal and come see me. Call me, Jim Bird, at 625-1226.
625-1226.
877-251-1984.
Or toll-free, 877-251-1984. And we're going to have part two to address the inaccurate articles and information about annuities next week.
Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Lori.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Zivac & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile. Call 633-4070, 633-4070, and by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll-free, 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.